action.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to do an intro. You can get up. I'm clap. Bringing you in.
So I get up?
Yeah, you can. All right. That's show phone ringing.
Yeah.
Live studio. Let's give it up for Roy Woods.
My best.
My boy. So, let us know about you.
What you want to know?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
All right, so I'm gonna get into my questions. How long have you been into sense of humor? Like, you got a dope sense of humor. How long have you been into it?
My whole life.
Mm-hmm. So what made you start doing prank calls?
Ignoring prank calls?
Yeah, doing prank calls.
Oh, doing them?
Yeah.
Bored.
Mm.
Just like messing with people sometimes.
How's your relationship with Steve Harvey?
Need to call me back.
Mm. You really know?
Maybe.
Roy?
It's not me.
I swear that looked like you.
For real?
Yeah. It's like you drew, got braids. Smile. Do the same smile.
His smile?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do that. But he's doing like a...
It's definitely not you. Okay, so like, let's talk about the music. How long have you been in the music? What make you, you know, get into music? And
about, what, 15?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of rap going on in Toronto, but it was like a little scene in Brampton. That's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but it wasn't a lot of like, I would say, I felt like I was better than a lot of cats that was outside. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, shorties gravitated, a lot of guys gravitated towards it. So I know I was rapping first, really. So then it turned into singing like 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
First hit song?
Drama.
And that's the, that's the song where you were talking about the girl and her friends.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What made you do that? Like, you feel like that was okay to talk about her and her friends? Who's the song dedicated
damn, like,
to?
A shorty that kind of did me wrong back in the day.
So, did she get a percentage of this song?
Hell no.
Oh.
Can't do that.
Why?
She don't even know it's about her.
Pretty sure she know now. She's gonna watch it. She alive? Oh, she's definitely gonna see it.
She won't know what it's about her though. That's how I did it. That's greasy.
So with being in the R&B, do you feel like you're a singer or a rapper? Or
I feel like I'm a nice mess of both. Mm-hmm. I can sing. I'm a singer that raps. Mm-hmm. Say it like that.
Lou Iverson inspire you?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's dope.
Flashy swag.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
So for people that don't listen to your music, yeah. Why should they?
I'm a different type of musician. Mm-hmm. I won't give you the same thing all the time, but I can give you what you want in different ways.
As in?
Different styles of music, different genres, different flavors. I tap in, I'm not just one type of artist. So I'll rap, I'll do a pop song, I'll do a dance song, I'll do a reggae, I could do Afro beats, I could do everything. Can give you all sorts of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right, I guess. What else you want to say?
Me?
Yeah.
Kind of put on the spot.
That's what we're here for.
I don't really know. What should I say?
I feel like people don't really get to see. Some people don't even know what you look like.
That's a fact. A lot of people listen to my music but don't know what I look like.
So are you shy?
A little bit.
Wow. Yeah. Never seen a shy grown man.
It's kind of crazy.
You blush. Oh, he's blushing.
Yeah, oh I guess so. When Shorty say something to me, I'll be like.
You blush like that? You should name a song called
Maybe.
Blushing.
I should.
Yeah. Put your picture on the front of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to think about it.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, I'm going to think about
like,
it.
You got to like expose yourself more. Just kind of like let them know like, this is who I am.
That's a fact.
Not who y'all think I am. Yeah.
Deep.
I try being an artist. It just didn't go well.
Really? How long was that for?
I was, what? 8 years.
8 years?
Art class.
Uh-huh. What did you do in art class?
Painting. Artist.
You like painting?
No.
So why'd you do it?
Can you hear us? Yeah. Why? I'm saying you don't have to hear us. You just take the headphones off.
But I still can hear you if I take the headphones off.
Uh-oh. Is who, am I too loud or he too loud?
Nobody's too loud.
All right. So the thing about, what do you feel like people like the main thing that you are known for? Like when people come up to you, what is like, damn, like I want to be known for something else.
Wait, what?
What else are you known for?
Oh, what else am I known for?
Yeah.
Cooking. A lot of people like my cooking.
So you don't take artists, the rap shit serious?
I do. So I'm, I'm good at like multiple things.
But why do people, so people come up to you like, damn, he can cook.
Well, that's not the first thing.
I mean, that's what I said you're known for. I clearly just asked that.
Well, the other thing, yeah.
Yeah. So you're a chef?
I mean, I'm a chef, yeah. I'm also a football coach, too. I'm a wide receivers coach.
Like, when are you going to entertain us or give us music? One thing that they say that artists get on and they stop doing everything that they was so on for.
Man, I had to find something that was making me a little happier.
I know, but us, what about us, the fans?
I mean, I've never stopped. I just took a little break.
Same thing my dad said to me.
Damn.
So with the song Drama Broke the World, do you feel like you was instigating on there?
Not at all.
Like the song was saying like, you know, putting friends against friends.
I didn't feel that way.
Break it down to us.
I feel like I was just letting Shorty know what's actually going on with herself and her friends.
Say the chorus.
Yeah, I set the bar.
No, I'm just saying if you could say the chorus.
Oh, say the chorus?
Yeah.
No need to pretend. She got a little bit of drama with friends. She got a little bit of drama with friends. She got a little bit of drama with friends.
Sounds pretty messy to me.
Sounds all right to me.
Did you hear? She got a little bit of drama with her friends.
I mean, am I lying, though?
I don't know. It was your girl.
A lot of man's girls be lying, though. Bay Area drama, Miami.
Spring That's break. A dope song.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, it is dope.
Thank you. I was just writing, you know?
Also, you do write.
Yeah.
Anybody that you wrote for?
Not yet. I have tried to write for other people, but yeah.
I know you'll be a dope writer because the songs you make is hit. So how do you feel about the rap game now with people just coming out like Booty Hole Browns and shit like that, with you actually writing and people just coming in and just saying shit? Like, do you feel like, damn, like, it's different, like from when you first started?
Yeah, it is different. Some of the stuff I do like, though.
Yeah, it's not that you don't like it. I'm just saying how
it is different, though.
I wouldn't say, I'm not going to speak on the negativity. Like, but I'm saying it changed.
Yeah, the change is huge. Looking back at it, when I started making music, I never thought it, you know, me being here now, this is what music would look like. So yeah, it's definitely changed drastically.
What does that mean?
Like, it's been a huge change.
Oh, you should just
music
say that.
Has been huge. Yeah, very drastic change.
We don't use big words over here. This sounds disrespect.
So you gotta extend your vocab, my boy.
No, I'm fine where I'm at. You came over here.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Got you.
Can we get his real picture up? I didn't know that. I thought that was him. You should have said something.
They do be thinking I'm him, though. They really do. I got a tag today about, you know, thanks for, like, bringing us to your comedy show. And we had such a great time. And I was like, I was in Toronto at home. Chilling.
You do stand-up, too.
I want to.
All right, tell us a joke. Let's get into it.
I didn't write any today.
Oh.
I should have.
Anything that you want to share with us that you feel like people don't know but they should know? Like your fans, like, damn, like, outside of that, like, this is what I want them to know. Like,
let's see. I'm not all dark all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Think a lot of my fans think I'm a dark guy because of my music.
Oh, so you'd be like the singing Rod Wave.
From maybe Toronto, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you know how they say Rod Wave is emotional singer. Yeah. Are you saying like you're not always emotional?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to like, well, that's why the album's mixed emotions, because I'm always feeling a whole bunch of emotions different times of the day, like I'm crazy.
So what song do you got coming out that's a party song for the people?
I got this song called Dime.
Mm-hmm. Can we hear a little bit of it?
Damn, she's an 8. Damn, she's a 9. She ain't no 11, but damn, she's a dime.
I wouldn't listen to it.
Damn. That's how you feel?
Oh, I'm saying not from how I wouldn't listen to it in the club. I'll listen to it in my car.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice little comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But shorty around.
Yeah.
Why not in the club? It's a club song, though.
I don't go to clubs.
Me neither.
So why you make a club song?
For the people in the clubs.
If you don't go to the club.
People in the clubs.
Why would you make a club song, but you have to
be
there?
I can be somewhere and I'm not even there.
Oh. Ludacris. What was you doing
I'll
there?
Take it. What was I doing?
Yeah.
Just doing the bread, man.
I can see you being in BMF. You give like that, like dope look. Like, you know they bringing those movies back.
Yeah.
Like,
I do that. Get my actors back.
I wish I could get on there.
Try a team fight.
Try it. That's why I start growing my hair out to kind of look. Yeah, but my hairline not right. You got a dope hairline. I don't have a good one. Nah, you really chill though. I just feel like you are dope. And a lot of people from my fan base that I don't know, they need to know. I can say that. Oh. What happened there?
I was very young.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't take photos like that no more. Yeah. I was very young. I don't even know what I was doing.
I mean, you was clearly taking a picture.
Yeah, but I don't know where. Or...
Are you okay that night?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah. It's a lot of pictures. You know what? We have our times where, like, there's pictures that I'm like, damn, why'd I do that? But you'd never know. I, like, honestly, I'm like, I didn't know I'd live that far to talk about it now.
Damn. Yeah. I feel that, though.
Yeah, because it's like, shit.
Yeah.
If I'm gone and dead, I won't talk about what I did 3 years ago. What's some artists that you want to work with if you can let them know on there, like, damn, I want to tap in with them?
I want to work with mad artists. There's so many artists.
Like, top one.
Top one?
Yeah.
I'm gonna name a singer. I've always been saying this. Like, I want to work with Frank Ocean.
That's a good one. I say, I hope I say her name right. It's two of them. Billie Eilish. Think that'll be dope.
Billie Eilish.
Eilish.
Yeah, she's fire.
That'll be dope.
Yeah, that
and
would
also
be.
Also, Blass from LA.
Oh, that'd be fire too.
Yeah.
Nice R&B collab.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Why Billie Eilish though? That's interesting.
I just feel like it'll be like a different type of mix of bringing it in. Each culture, your art, her art, splash, painting.
I gotta bring that together. Yeah. That'd be fire.
Who's like, anybody that you was in a room with is like, damn, I never thought I'd meet this person? You met him? No way.
I'm trying to run. Oh, Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you get to work with him?
Nah, but I met him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish I could work with him. That'd be fire. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I met him.
He seen you too?
We met, yeah, like, shook my hand, took a photo.
He knew y'all was taking a picture.
Yeah, I asked him. He heard me.
What'd he do? He threw it up?
I can't remember. It was a while ago.
I wonder how you think about that picture.
Me too. It was a good photo, though.
Yeah, your opinion.
I guess so.
If you had to be blind or deaf, what would you pick and why?
Well, because I make music.
That's hard.
I would want to hear it.
I'd rather not hear.
Why?
Because seeing is like, it goes so far. Hearing, you could see what they write down. But damn, how you know what the words mean? I don't know, that's hard.
Yeah, I think I'd just rather keep my ears.
Mm-hmm. We could change the picture. He don't like that one.
Yeah. You know, young boy right things.
You're talented, though.
Thank you. So I appreciate
it. Oh, y'all did a song together?
Ty's on, man.
What song y'all did? Damn.
With I know me and 24, Only You. That's what it's called, Only You. But we dropped it on, like, SoundCloud.
No, I had to know at the end because I like what that
was. Way back. Shout out Ty, man. That's my guy.
That'd be dope. Anything new coming. I had said, you know what would be dope? Like that collab. Now think about it. You, Kanye West, and Ty. That'll be a crazy collab.
Word.
Yeah, Kanye West would be dope.
Word.
Like the collab.
Word.
Is Division from? He's from Toronto too?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Everybody just talented down there.
Yeah, man. It's a lot.
Jesus.
So much. Got a song with them too. Damn. They OVO.
Damn, that's crazy. This is like it's like a cheat code. It's like a all-star Madden team.
You can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All Madden team.
So does it get difficult sometimes when it's just like too many good people on there? Is it like how do you explain when there's so many good people on there, like the rotation of like we pushing you, we pushing you, do the work, like explaining that to people when there's so many people.
It don't be tricky at all. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody got their own thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You bring it together, it's like, it's not difficult for, it's actually more easy for us to do anything together than separate. Yeah. We're all like, we all have our own worlds, we all have our own thing going on, but when we bring it together, it's like, because we're so like talented and so good at what we do, it feels natural. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's never really easy, never really hard. They do their thing, I do my thing, they thing, we all help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, some rappers paint the picture as like, sometimes like, man, they pop, this, that, like, you know, because it's, not to say nothing, but Party Next Door is on OVO too, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of hitters.
It's my brother though.
I know, I'm just saying that's a lot of y'all on there, that's just dope.
Yeah. It is. Make it work.
I know.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. Ain't that crazy? Like, could you imagine that? Just all the bit, like, that's a lot of talent. That shit is crazy.
Yes, sir.
You're a legend.
I like to think of myself as one now from the
city. You are.
Thank you. They be calling me that. So.
Yeah. Who's they?
People.
Oh.
A lot of, like, people like I inspire that I didn't even know I inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be dope.
That's Roy.
It's Ironwoods.
No, that's Roy.
I know I'm smart.
That's Roy. I like Jamie Foxx a little bit. Off Django, right?
Actually, you know Roy. Just give him the hat.
It was like we said, what you talking about, Willie?
That was good. I love that movie.
What?
Django.
Oh, it's pretty racist.
Why? It's a hard movie, man.
I don't think we would most have liked that movie.
What?
We went through hard times.
I know, but it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Good representation of what actually happened for people who don't know exactly what was going on.
I ain't never seen a movie.
You never seen it?
No.
You just seen like the trailer?
Nah, we had it on bootleg and it was too dark. our bootleg man went to the bathroom and recorded everything, getting snacks and everything, came back to the movies. We missed half of it. He recorded everything.
Damn. Still bootleg going on?
No, that's when Jago came out. Yeah.
Damn. My dad used to do bootlegs, DVDs.
Your daddy did. What's his name?
This is way back.
What's his name? I almost got you. I almost got his dad foot away.
Terrible. Almost,
damn. You good. Terrible.
Oh my God. Oh, it's a whole bunch of type shit going on. It's a lot of chill shit going on. It's a lot of, like, I'll be going outside, I'm like, damn, I'm outside.
How I feel when you're outside?
What? That's you too? Now you got many looks. You do got many looks. Damn, I would not know that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
So, do like you express your music through your hair?
Yeah.
So the braids, what's this style?
This is me like more in my like, I feel early 2000s R&B, young, you know what I'm saying?
Ja Rule?
He didn't have braids.
He did. One point in time, he did. Did y'all remember Ja Rule braids? You remember until they—
He had braids? What, like in Fast and Furious?
What?
In the movie?
Don't say that.
I don't know.
That's ludicrous.
No, that's Too Fast, Too Furious.
He was in Fast and Furious?
The first one, yeah.
Was Ja Rule the first Fast and Furious? Like, you schooling me. Is he, y'all?
I watched that movie too many times.
I wouldn't have known. I swear I would not know.
He's in one of the first races. Actually, the first race.
I can see it. I can believe it. He's right. I can believe it, yeah. But it's like, damn, I did not know that.
Ludacris, Tyrese, all of them is the second one.
Parker, is that right?
Keep going after that.
Absolutely not.
No, it's a fact. Go Google it. Go Google it, bruh. Ja Rule is in the first one.
Oh, yeah, Ja Rule is the first
one. Yeah, and then Luda's in the second one.
So what was the reason you said absolutely not then, bro?
That's cap. Ludacris is the first one, bro. He got the afro. He got to be in the first one.
Nah, he ain't. He ain't.
Why do you remember that?
I watched it so many times.
Why?
I loved Cars when I was a kid.
Right. Instead of you giving us music, you fucking around watching Ja Rule. How do you feel?
I was younger then, man. I don't do that no more.
No, that's fucked up.
No, no.
You're not feeding the streets. You're watching
Ja
Rule.
I drive cars, man.
You're not feeding us music. You're watching Ja Rule.
I got a whole chamber full of music.
You hear what you said? He said, I got. When the fuck are we gonna get it?
When I drop it after the album, like, it's gonna flood the streets like a tsunami.
Yeah. Ja Rule, DM this guy.
I was not listening to Ja Rule.
Let's take it. 500K cash or dinner with Ja Rule? Be honest.
I mean, I'm taking 500. I mean, I don't see why I need to go on a date with a man.
A dinner.
A dinner, date, anything. I'm just giving me the bread.
500 cash or dinner with Obama?
500.
I got a good one. Or Tupac. 500 cash or Tupac?
Yeah. Maybe I'll do the dinner.
You do the dinner and then Tupac say, fuck you and take the cash, then what?
I feel fucked. Mixed emotions.
This guy's good. How would you like to end the show?
I never got asked that question before, so I don't know.
I mean, you figure out. Shit, then we end this motherfucker.
Two funniest people on planet Earth. Over your sound, baby.
Cut.
Hold on, what? No. There's no way we're ending it like that. What'd you do?
I don't even remember.
Do it over again. Let's do it again.
Just do it again?
Yeah. All right, we're going to do it. All right, what it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco. I'm here with
your boy, Roy Woods. You already know.
And we're gonna end it like this. We'll do this. Do this. Oh, you gotta tweak it. Ah, yeah. We ain't gotta do all that. We gotta do something dope. You got any money, like the Flash or some shit?
I'm a car guy.
Oh, you got a car on you? You can show them pictures of your car.
Car?
You said card guy.
Yeah, I'm a card guy.
Yeah, show the cards.
It's not one of those.
No, the bank cards, right? Just show, yeah, just one that you don't care about. And then just.
I don't even keep those ones on me.
Oh.
I'm a tap man, you know, just click.
All right, we'll just end it like that. Yo, what it do, y'all? It's your boy, Marco, and I'm here with the one and only.
Ray Woods over your sign, baby. B-Town Native, let's get it.
And beep it. Hit it. Say beep. Still not it.
Should I just get up and be like, yo, yo, we out of here, son. Done. Like,
that's New York.
I know. Well, you're right.
Toronto.
You wanted something.
I don't want you to be somebody you're not.
Damn, you're right. I don't want to be somebody I'm not either.
No, you actually are talented. So you can't be you all the time. You got to be other people.
Mixed emotions.
Keep saying that. We get it. Well, on that note, y'all, I want y'all to download the album. Before you see this, the album will already be out. So why haven't you got it? So with that being said, follow him on Instagram at
Ray Woods.
Follow his Snapchat at
Ray Woods.
Follow his Twitter at
Ray Woods.
TikTok
my
at
thread and TikTok Ray Woods.
All follow his OnlyFans at
Ray Woods.
I thought I was gonna get you. This guy's good. All right, well, I appreciate y'all for watching this. If y'all watched it this far, I don't know what the fuck y'all was doing because we just chilling. Right?
Two of America's funniest.
Yep.
Cut.
That's where you stop it? You gotta hit the button because it's still red.
No. That's not recording.
Okay.
Yatta.